Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the QI Sports League podcast, season 11, episode number 6, number 60 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, the commish, and I'm joined by two former champions, the 2006 and 2011 KSL champion, Aaron P. Hughes, and we have the 2002 champion, Mr. Brian Chatit. Let's get the results of week 5 in the Kiwani Sports League. Aaron over Joe, Andy over Brian, Nanigay over Ochi, Oberg over Doug, Palmer over Borman, Kevin over Pate. Game of the week goes to who, Aaron?
There were a lot of really close games, but I mean, it's really tough. I would actually probably say Kevin and Dave's game.
Very good game, I thought. What do you think, Brian?
I agree. And I could just see, you know, Pate all pissed off. I always get screwed because I always get their best weeks.
Yeah.
Now, it happens, but.
Now, I will say my favorite game of the week actually was the ties, the battle of the ties, Palmer versus Tidy Borman. Bowl. Yep. Exactly.
So the thing that was amazing about that game is I was for sure that Borman won.
Yeah.
So I do the doc pretty much Sunday night. I take a look. If the games are too close, then I don't touch it. But I felt that all the games were pretty much out of balance. And so I had Borman over Palmer. And then I had to go back and change it this morning because I was like, holy crap. Like, Borman lost. Arian Foster just blew up. And I got to say, I was definitely amazed at not only the stat corrections, but also Arian Foster.
Yeah. So what is the Toad Bowl game of the week, Aaron?
I would probably say mine and Joe's. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe had probably his worst week, I think, this year. And it happened to be when he was facing me. You know, I would have only beat like 3 other people this week. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened to be I played one of them.
All right, Brian, what do you think?
I definitely agree. Joe barely made 150.
Mm-hmm. I also agree with that. So on week six, dude, who the hell did the fucking document? Anyway, so for week 6, we have Oberg versus Palmer, Snyder versus Kevin, Brian versus Borman, the Ochi and Pate divisional game, the Andrew Nanigay divisional game, worst versus first, yes, technically ninth versus first, and Aaron versus Doug, and also another divisional game. What is the game of the week, Brian?
The game of the week is, I'm going to say Aaron and Doug.
All right, Aaron.
Here's the thing about this week. Unfortunately, last week I thought was really great because we had a lot of really close matchups. This week, unfortunately, the matchups aren't that close. You know, the people are separated way too much. Probably the best matchup you're going to see is probably Ochi and Dave. That's probably the best one, you know, like standings-wise. But I think probably the best game we're going to see is going to be Andy and Nanigay. I think that's probably going to be the closest.
Well, I'm going to actually agree and disagree. I'm going to have to say I think it's actually going to be Ochi versus Dave Pate. I think that'll actually be the game of the week. It'll also be who is most likely to get passed for his taco. You know, who is it, Dave? Or is it who's the underdog on that one?
I think Dave is technically the underdog.
So Ochi's going to get passed for his taco. So anyway, so the total game of the week, I'm actually going to say, is going to be Snyder versus Kevin. What do you think, Brian?
Absolutely not. Not even close. It's the number 11th ranked team and the number 12th ranked team. I'll let you figure it out.
Andy, what you do is you take a look at the standings. When you have 2 1-4 teams going against each other, that is technically the toilet bowl game of the week.
What if they tie?
If they tie, first I'll be first in KSL history, and then I would just quit the league. No way are we ever doing ties. Because no one likes ties.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is that they're going to run.
Yeah.
And they're going to run a long time.
Yeah.
So I mean, Brian versus Ty is the total game of the week. All right.
You know, but Andy, you know what we should do is we should add somebody on, and we should see what their opinion is on this.
I saw that he's on.
Yeah. Call failed.
Yo.
Oh, there we go.
So,
Ty, what do you think about the Tobol game of the week for week six? We're all unanimously so far. It's Brian versus you. What do you think about that?
I think that it's going to be the upset of the week. I'm going to take Brian by the reins.
Brian's going to go balls deep in you?
No.
I don't really classify that as an upset.
I don't think it doesn't matter who wins. It's not really an upset. It's kind of a
Okay, now Ty, I'm just letting you know right now that if you and Brian tie, here's what's going to happen. You're both going to run 100 meters. Whoever wins, that's going to win the game. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, I'm going to tie.
And if you trip him, we will have instant replay the entire time. So if for some reason you try and trip him, we got it.
I would have to trip Brian 5 or 6 times.
Right. And even if there's a gay wedding going on in the background and they have the camera, you are required to go over there and steal that from them so we can prove in instant replay what really happened.
And he has no idea what you're talking about.
You know what's the league?
I just think it's great.
Wait, Ty.
The league? Ty. I don't watch the league.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't have got that joke then. Never mind.
All right. So, Ty, do you have access to the doc, by the way?
No, I don't.
Okay, I sent you an email.
We'll just talk. He can probably get the grasp of it. Yeah. So who is most likely to get passworded is Taco, Aaron.
You know, I'm going to say Nanagay. I think that, Andy, I think that this is kind of your week. I mean, you've had, you know, 4 games where you scored really high, but you happened to just, you know, play somebody who scored a little bit higher. And, you know, last week you really beat Brian. And this week I think you're really going to beat Nanagay. So I think that this is going to be Nanagay's first loss.
I completely agree. What do you think, Brian?
I absolutely agree, too.
All right, Ty, who do you think who's the underdog? Who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to just go with Nanagay.
Thank
you.
Silly
because I want to go against everybody else.
Excellent. So let's go on to KSL News. Which playoff bound owner has the weaker team? Dave Nanagay, Ty Palmer, Kevin Smith, or Nobulch? I'm sorry.
That's also Kevin, right?
I'm sorry. A Cup. Brian.
Well, duh, it's Aaron. He's all gotten right. Lucky.
Okay, Ty, what do you think?
A Cup.
All right, Aaron. Aaron, what do you think?
I'm going to say Kevin has the weaker team.
Okay, Kevin has the weaker team. So we should. Did we actually say Ty came on? Ty Borman, the owner of Scoring Daily. He is ranked number 11th in the league, and he is on talking with us right now. So not only do we have 2 special guests, we have 3 now. So Ochi has fallen to 3-2 this week, and he has a tough upcoming schedule. Will he make the playoffs, Ty?
Ochi, I don't think he's going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
He's got too tough of a schedule.
All right, Brian, what do you think?
No, because he won't even drop the IR guys on this fucking team.
Okay, Aaron, what do you think?
When you're holding on to 2 IR guys, one guy has been on his team for 2 weeks now, going on 3. I don't think that he's going to make
it. I'm surprised he hasn't played Shane Vereen yet from the Patriots because he got his first touchdown the other day.
No, I think you'll be surprised. I think he'll actually make the playoffs, but I think he'll lose first round. I think he'll do a Brian. He'll squeeze in and then lose first round.
I only see him winning 2 more games. I think that he's going to either be 5-8, or if he gets to 6-7, which historically has been the magic number, I think that there'll be another team at 6-7, so he'll be the first 6-7 team not to make the playoffs.
Okay, all right. So next we have our Obergo, Snyder, and Pate, which are they're both all 2-3. Of those 3, who's going to miss the playoffs, Brian?
I'm still going Obergo.
Okay, Ty, what do you think?
I'm looking here. Obergo's already 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm going to say Oberg's not going to make the playoffs.
Okay, Aaron, do you agree with this?
I do. I think that Oberg, he's in a tough division. He's got a couple of pretty lucky wins, and they're divisional wins, which is actually really good for him. But I don't know. I don't think that he has a team that's going to go the distance. He'll probably end up with, you know, a couple more kind of squeakers.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Johnny, I have to agree with these guys on this one. I think it's also not enough time that you can put into it right now. which is going to actually unfortunately hurt you in the long run, but it's nice to see you, you know, in the SACO. So we have myself, Tybo, Brian, and Doug. All are 1-4. Of these four, which two are going to make the playoffs, Ty?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say myself because I just feel like I'm going to have a shot again this year. Last game. And I'm going to go with not Brian. I'm going to say Doug.
Okay, Aaron.
And Doug are going to make the playoffs.
Aaron, what do you think?
I think, Andy, you have a strong team. You are, surprisingly enough, in the toughest division this year. I think that PB&J is the toughest division. And so you do have a long road ahead. If you win this week, though, that's really going to help solidify going forward. So I would say you, and I would probably say Doug, I think. Although, you know, this week, Doug is playing me. He could easily lose, you know, or easily win. And Brian is taking on Tybo. And so right there, whoever wins that obviously is going to be a win ahead. And so they have a really good chance. I think, honestly, it's very open. The playoffs are more open this year than they have been in any year we've ever played.
Oh, yeah. I will agree with that. And what, Brian, who do you think of those four teams? Which two are going to make it?
Well, you for sure. And I guess between the other three, kind of up in the air. But I'm going to go ahead and say probably Doug.
All right. I'm going to say myself and Doug actually are going to make it. And I think Brian and Ty are going to, and Oberg and Joey are going to be faced in the SACO.
Oh. Yay, me!
Yeah, I'm gonna add Boober into this because I really think he does have a strong team. I was going against him because he's in my division, not feeling like I'm going to take that one. But you know what? I'm going to say three teams that are currently 1-4 are somehow going to make it into the playoffs.
Oh.
And Boober, you're going to lead the way.
Okay.
So, Ty, I got to ask you then. Of that, so you're saying three of the teams. So you're saying Brian won't make it. You were saying that Oberg won't make it. So you got to pick two other teams out of these three who will not make the playoffs. Ochi, Snyder, and Dave Pate.
Ochi's not going to make the playoffs.
And which other one, Snyder or Dave Pate?
Pate's got a pretty strong team. Snyder's not going to make it either.
Okay. All right.
Excellent. So let's move on to survival and pick 'em news. So it's really close. So what's going on with this, Aaron? Who's still in survival?
So, I mean, we did the second chance, which is unofficial.
Unofficial, of course.
But myself, Snyder, and Nanagay are in the second chance. And then in the pick'ems, pick'ems is insanely close this year. Only one
Why
person
the hell
quit.
Are you first, by the way?
Only one person has quit, which is Ochi. I mean, but he doesn't check his team anyway, so that doesn't matter. But other than that, myself, you, Andy, and Palmer are tied at 48 apiece. And then after that, the next person, which is Nanaga, he's 1 point behind us. We got Ochi, which is 2. Brian is 3.
Ochi? So you said he quit.
I'm sorry, not Ochi. Oberg is 2. But the teams are all insanely close. It is actually remarkable that everyone has been paying this much attention.
Yeah, shit, even Travis is actually making a comeback. He's doing really good. I gotta give props.
And he missed a week.
He missed an entire week, so he should be leading. He should be number one right now, and he's, what, 8 behind?
Yeah. So if
unbelievable.
You figure, you know, 16 games, he probably would have, let's say he got half, 8 of them right, he would be tied in the lead right now.
Exactly. So, yeah, so even if you missed a week or even 2 weeks, you're still in this.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really happy about being tied at 48, but apparently I didn't know that, you know, Hasselbeck was going to, you know, pull one out and blow his load.
He pulled out all right, Andy. Yeah.
Well, according to that kid that's on the set, he didn't pull out at least once. So
I got to, while we're on the pick'ems news, I would like to ask Ty Boardman something. Ty, why didn't you do the pick'ems this year?
Just like pick'ems, I'm not here right now.
Wait, Ty's not in the pick'ems? I thought he was.
No.
Ah, Ty, come on.
Although, Andy, you can repeat in the pick'ems. I mean, you've won it before. You were the 2007 pick'ems champion. It's the only thing in KSL you've ever won.
By the way, when I win the pick'ems this year, and then when I also win the Magic Cup, and since I already won the survival, I will be the first Triple Crown winner
ever.
At the same time, yeah.
At the same time. Two chicks same time. That's what I do with $1 million.
So Patrick. NFL news, do you want to talk the bounty scandal being reopened, Andy, or no?
I can give two shits. In all seriousness, okay. I don't give a fuck about it because, okay, it happened. Everyone knows it happened. Own up to it. Seriously, it's getting old. It happened. Let's get, we're over it. It's like, you know, if you use the special coupon code section A6A6, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages if you decide to get web hosting. So make sure you contact me on that.
Well, you know, since we got a special guest on the line, Tybo, I got to ask you, how do you feel the season has gone for your team so far this year?
Oh, for my team, it's gone pretty shitty. 1-4. I think I looked back yesterday at the comparison of the scores, and there was only one blowout. I was pretty close in the other games.
Yeah.
So I was kind of upset. But it is what it is. You know, I'm in a tough division. You know, all of us have a pretty decent team. I think a lot of us walked away with good drafts this season. So, it is what it is.
Yeah. Now, do you think
I'm still going to come back and be the Buffalo Bills this season?
I was going to ask you, do you think you have a good chance to make it back to the playoffs this year?
Absolutely. I feel that if I'm playing in this league, I've got one of the best shots of being in that final game.
Oh, so not even just that your eyes aren't even on the playoffs. They are on the final prize.
Yeah, my eyes are on second place.
Playoff.
Wait. So what is Ty in that thing again?
He's the Buffalo Bills.
No. He is. He's not the funny guy. He's not the outsider. Ah, shit. Which one is he?
Oh, I don't remember.
He's number whatever number five is.
But yeah, you're
technically challenged.
That's Ochi,
the sucker. That's not Ty. Ty's number five. Whatever number five is on this.
So yeah. So that's good to hear, Ty. I'm glad that you're still in it to win it. It's funny because there's one sort other of. Team. There's another team that's 2-3 that thinks that they're already out of the playoffs. And you're 1-4 and you're like, oh, I'm still in.
Ty's the lucky guy.
Now, well, Ty's
Dave the one who thinks he's out of the playoffs already.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, Ty, let me ask you this. Because we have you on here, we got one of your other fellow division rivals here. Namagay is 5-0, and I know he listens to the podcast. What do you have to say to Nanagay? I mean, you barely
Nanagay. You've only had 1,000 points against. Now, granted, he's got a good 1,268.4 going into the sixth week, but I don't know. I think I had a raw deal. So is Andy. I think we've got two of the better teams in our division. Shut up, Kevin. So, yeah,
dude, Kevin doesn't talk about this. So just call him a cocksucker. He takes it up the butt. You know, just starts saying stuff. He'll never listen to it.
Now, Ty, you lost to Nanagay by 12 points. And then week three lost to Pate by 6 points. And then week four, you lost to me by less than 4 points. This past week, you barely lost to Ty. Would you consider yourself the unluckiest team in KSL at this point?
Yeah, because it always comes down to a fucking Monday night fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So far, yeah.
Yeah,
but it feels that way.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I incorrectly stated you lost to Dave Pate. You actually beat Dave Pate. And I don't want to get that wrong because obviously you guys have that big rivalry. But you beat Dave this year. Is that the highlight of your season?
That's the only win.
No, I think getting into the playoffs will definitely be the highlight.
Okay. But you and Dave have a very intense rivalry. You play each other once a year, and every year that's a huge game for you guys. You got to say, I mean, come on, beating Dave, that's got to be a highlight.
Did you hear what Brian said? Did you guys hear what Brian said?
No. Oh, I heard.
Brian goes, that's his only win.
And then in that case, yeah, it's definitely been the highlight so far.
All right, well Ty, you got week 8, week 9, you have back-to-back divisional games against Andy and then against Dave Nanagay. Are these going to be must-win games for you?
Yeah. I have to take Boober out. Better take him out of the knees.
Low blow.
Andy's going to be Brian way. Cushing, and Ty Borman's going to be a Jets offensive lineman.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, good. Well, look, yeah.
If I turn around now and I start picking up some wins, those are going to be the crucial weeks for me to ensure that I still have a running spot into the playoffs.
I know, I know. And you should also thank Section 86 for hosting it and ending the podcast.
Oh, my God. Well, Ty, I'm very glad that you finally were able to get on here. You're our, fourth guest we've had on this year. So thank you very much for coming on.
Santana Moss.
Are you going to make your way back on here in the coming weeks by chance?
I'll certainly try. This seems to be working better on my phone than I thought it would. Unfortunately, I didn't realize that you had to manually go in and select yourself as online for anyone else to see you. So.
Technologically challenged. Yeah. You are correct. Technologically challenged.
But yeah, maybe I'll try.
Cool. All right.
Awesome. So I want to thank Ty for coming on to the show. I want to thank Brian for coming on the show, and Aaron, of course. Brian, do you have any last words?
Liz Frank, that's all.
Okay, Ty, you got anything you want to add?
No.
Okay, Aaron?
No, just good luck this week, everybody, and hopefully... You know, each one of you will get a W, but I guess, Brian, you're playing, you know, tie, so hopefully you guys will tie.
All right, so...
I love how I played Mendenhall's backup today and with Brian. Yeah.
Yourself.
So for Ty, for Brian, for Aaron, I am the Drew, and we will see you on the gridiron. So Brian, did you want to say anything else to Ty? Talk some shit? Like...
You probably just went into the free agency and clicked the points and then picked the top guys.
I did.